There was a gentleman come out, you know, from Scotland, come out to the farm.
Yeah.
And made a television.
That's it. That's it.
That was that.
Yeah, right. He went on to Texas and played with Junior Doherty and Alvin Crowe.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful 4 weeks. 4 weeks of really fine music from Scotland, from the Shetlands, and from the USA.
We had a good day out at the farm when you come out there.
Well, it looked a lovely day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was surprised that you were quite willing to take a back seat to Kenny and just play rhythm.
Well, he can't play. I have to help, you know.
So what are you going to do on the show tonight? We're going to hear all the classics?
Let's see. Now, numbers like Uncle Penn, Mule Skinner Blues, Blue Moon of Kentucky.
You just have to do those, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, I've got to always do that.
No. Yeah.
I've been coming over here a long time. Did you know I play Albert's Hall about how many years ago? About 20 years ago?
Yeah, 22?
Yeah,
20 years ago.
People from the Grand Ole Opry ever got in Albert's Hall.
Yeah, that's right. We had a memorable one that we did together, Bill, where you played live on a Saturday night for Country Club. And one of the things we did that was slightly different was we let the fans come and ask you questions. And they were asking about your mandolin, for instance, which you'd take the F...
Yes, sir.
Five off it, didn't you?
Yes,
but
sir.
What news on your mandolin? Because you had it smashed up recently.
Well, somebody broke in my home, and I had that mandolin. I had another one that was just a month or so older, made in 1923, you know. And they laid them both down on the floor, and they take them to this old farm, you know, that you have around a fireplace.
Yeah.
And they just come right down and hit them both and tore them up.
Why would anybody in the world want to do something like that?
I don't understand why they would do that. Anyhow, this mandolin I played all through the years. Gibson taking it back and put it all back together, and they put 300 hours on that mandolin, putting it back together.
Wow.
And they know how to do things like that, you know, but little splinters, they put them right in the right place, and it's back in good shape now, but it's going to take a little while for it to really settle down, you know, and get the old sound back.
I was going to say, when you've been playing it as long as that, you must know the instrument so well. No, the sound that comes out of it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, you never forget the sound.
Because I noticed when you were playing rhythm with Kenny in that TV series, you're doing those offbeat.
Yes.
And it's coming out like a big guitar, the sound.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we hope you're going to have a good time on the stage tonight. You're going to play all your classics, as you said, and thank you very much for joining us. And here comes the music of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. We're glad to be here with you folks. And we hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you'll enjoy the bluegrass part of the show here tonight. It's always a pleasure to come to this country over here. There's a lot of bluegrass fans here and friends, and we like to get to see them again and shake hands with them. And over on the left-hand side now, there's a Kentuckian with a guitar here, and he's a fine singer and a good guitar man. His name is Wayne Lewis. Would you make him welcome here tonight? Now, with the bass fiddle here is a fine bass man, and he's been with a lot of different fine groups all over the country. His name is Johnny Montgomery. Would you make him welcome, please? Hey! And with the five-string banjo from the volunteer state of Tennessee there is a fine banjo player, and his name is Blake Williams. Give him a nice hand. He just become another father about two or three weeks ago. He's got two children now. Now, with the little fiddle over there from the state of Virginia, a fine fiddle player and a fine bass singer. His name is Tater Tate. Give him a hand. All right, we're ready to move along here now, and Wayne Lewis is going to sing for you. The number's entitled Dark Holland. Would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, carry me farther on down the track. Well, I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going, but I ain't coming much there. That's fine. Thank you so much. Now we're going to call on a banjo player here, and he's got a good number picked out for all you folks that's here tonight, called the Bluegrass Breakdown. All right, now I'd like to sing a couple songs for you folks here tonight, and I'd like to start with an old-timer called the Mule Skinner Blues. Enjoyed that number right there. Now I have a number here that's for all you folks that's here tonight. We hope you will enjoy it. It's called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Thank you a whole lot there. I hope you enjoyed the Mule Skinner and Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now I have a mandolin number I'd like to do for you here tonight, and it's called Rawhide. Quartet's going to sing for you folks here tonight, and ever since bluegrass music first started and they had it on the Grand Ole Opry, we've always had a bluegrass quartet. So the one we want to do for you tonight is a bass lead number, and Tater Tate sings bass. This number's entitled A Beautiful Life.
I must go to meet the deed that I have done. field of setting sun.
I'll try to live some travelers lost. I'll try to turn the night to day. Make flowers bloom.
Thank you very much. It's time for some fiddle music now. And we title this number the Old Brown County Jamboree Barn. Thank you, thank you. Our time's all up. We've enjoyed being here on the show tonight. And don't forget Bill Moreau and the Bluegrass Boys. Keep us in mind. And if you're ever around in our part of the country, come down to the Grand Ole Opry. We'd be mighty glad to have you. And speaking for all the Bluegrass Boys, and yours truly, we're going to say good night to y'all.
Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.